Oliver Twist. A cold, dark, gloomy night in the slums of Victorian Britain. There was a lady slumbering through the street. She came across an old workhouse and it had a big sign with bold letters saying workhouse. She went in through the main gate and knocked on the big iron corrugated doors. It made a sound that sent a shiver down her spine. It opened, and as it did, it made another sound, making her spine nearly crack. She was welcomed rudely by an overweight lady.
What are you doing here?
Could I have a place to sleep for a night?
Okay, and what's that cloth you're holding?
It's my baby.
A baby? You're too young. But anyway, I suppose you're gonna have to sleep somewhere. Might as well be here. I'll show you to a room. It ain't that nice though. You're gonna have to go in the morning, you do know that.
Yes, I don't mind. The overweight lady soon showed her to a room through a dark alleyway. And it was very dull and white. She said,
I don't want that child screaming all the way through in the night.
He won't. The next morning, the overweight lady knocked on the door very, very loudly.
Come on, wakey wakey. Come on, you're gonna have to leave.
She opened the door to find a cold corpse. But in the room, it wasn't quiet and still. There was a very, very loud scream. It was the baby.
Now I've got to take care of this.
Mr. Bumble won't be too happy to find out. She went to go and get the head. He was very fat, and his name was Mr. Bumble. He was fat because he didn't feed any of the children. He only fed them two, if they were lucky, spoonfuls of porridge, gruel, a day. Mr. Bumble walked to the room. As he opened the door, he was very angry.
Ah! We have a baby. Great. Another mouth to feed, and I don't want to be paid for it. What's his name, Mrs. Man?
It don't have one yet, Mr. Bumble.
I name all the babies by the alphabet.
The last one was Smith, Mr. Bumble.
So this one should be Twist.
Oliver Twist.
I think I'm quite proud of that name. He named the boy Oliver. And when Oliver grew up, he was shy. Quite shy. But one day, he was sleeping in a dormitory with loads of other starving boys.
I could eat the boy in the next bed, one of them said. The other one said,
it's not fair. Mr. Bumble gets all of the food and we only get a little bit of gruel a day.
Miss Oliver Twist and some of the boys said,
shouldn't we do whoever picks the shortest straw should ask Mr. Bumble for some real food?
They all